Good morning. We are with our political observer, and it is a Tuesday morning. We are fast approaching June 6th. That is the day the on-air fund drive starts. Right now, Alan, the total in the lockbox, $180,999.
You know, David, I'm always scared to death as these things happen. People say, are you really scared? I always say, yes, I am, because, you know, there's always the time you worry that people won't come to the party, that it'll be over, that what started as a grand experiment is the kind of thing that people eventually just say, okay, let somebody else do it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to do it. I mean, that's the truth. That is what I worry about. And then Roselle or somebody will look at me and say, are you kidding? People love this radio station. They live by it. They need it. And they're passionate about it. And everywhere I go, people tell me how passionate they are about it. So you take heart. Well, we're at that point now where we really do have under 2 weeks, and we're halfway there. This is when it really takes off. This is what happens when it really gets going. And I hope that everybody gets it. Because in the end, this is a joint experiment. It is a fragile experiment. It always has been. And we're doing it. And we will get it done. I know it. I just know it.
WAMC.org. From the ethics of giving to your public radio station to the ethics in New York State. And chances of significant change, Alan, to curb corruption in state government are fading as the legislative session draws to a close, say advocates for reform. That's from our Karen DeWitt.
Surprise, surprise. Look, the public anger is palpable. We know it. We know from the polls that something like 97% of the people don't trust them, don't like them. And yet it is as it always has been. We don't want to change, they are saying. We want to do it the way we want to do it. We don't want any outside limits on how much money we can make. We just don't want it. Like a 2-year-old, I'm stomping my feet. It's time for quiet time, but no, there are no sanctions. The prosecutor, Preet Bharara, has done what he could do. The public sources, such as the New York Times and others, have done what they could do. We have done story after story about it, and yet they resist the pressure. They're there. They are not representing the public will anymore.
We go from there to the verdict in the Freddie Gray case, Alan. The police officer, Edward Nero, was acquitted of all charges. This is in Baltimore, Maryland. And Judge Williams said the state's theory has been one of recklessness and negligence. Quote, there has been no evidence that the defendant intended for a crime to occur.
So what do? You're a judge. You happen to be African-American, although that doesn't really matter. And you say there's no evidence. And somebody says, okay, we don't care. We want this guy convicted anyway, no matter what. Well, look, Freddie Gray was not treated well. He was bounced around, and basically he died. Somebody has to stand for justice in all of this. And yet a judge listens to the facts, listens to what this person did, and finds that there is no evidence that he did anything wrong. Well, now you got the rights of an individual, and it says something about American justice. It really does. There are 5 other policemen. We'll see what level of responsibility they're held to. But I have to say, anybody can put yourself in the place of Freddie Gray's family, but you can also put yourself in the place of a policeman who stands for doing things right and who a judge says didn't do anything wrong.
To the presidential race, I see Hillary Clinton has declined an invitation to debate Bernie Sanders. Should she?
Well, the way that it's always been done, if you're the leader, you don't want to debate. And she's just about got it. Look, there are many people who now think that Sanders is damaging the chances of the Democrats to win the election. Trump is pulling ahead. It is unbelievable to me, but he is pulling ahead. If you're Hillary Clinton, you say, how does this help things? It doesn't. It can only make it worse. And so that's her decision. Look, I'm not going to lie to you, David. I voted for Bernie. I did it because I thought that his message was clear and correct. But right now, I personally, and I certainly never would ever speak for the station because we don't do editorials, but I personally think it's time for the Democrats to get their act together.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take a moment now, friends. WAMC.org and put something into the lockbox.
Put the passion where it belongs. Put a few dollars into the lockbox. Do anything you can. But right now is where the rubber hits the road. Thanks, David, for doing all you're doing.
Thank you, Alan.